I think it's a myth that the visual, I think it is one of Judaism's main languages. And if you, you know, if you believe in the Torah, I happen to believe in Torah Misinai. I have always believed in it. And I don't mind if people don't, and I don't want people to like me or dislike me for that. But, and I don't really care. You should, everyone, I always think that's such a personal thing. But whether you, if it's from God that wrote this whole deal, then he or it or she or whoever must have thought the visual is really important, because it's not one section. And it's not always about the Mishkan, which everyone says, oh, well, you mean the Mishkan. No, I don't mean the Mishkan. I mean, Mishkan is one of the things, but even how the angels were on the top, and how the, you know, that each of the tribes, when they left Israel, had their own flag. I mean, like, I'm very interested in the art of the Cyclades, same time as we became a people. It's beautiful, but it's very specific. We have every type, painting, sculpture, ceremonial objects, functional work, meaning art that you wear. You know, in the Mishkan, you had weavings that had two different colors, different sides. Color theory. We're a people that has Tchelet Nargaman, and how you get to that color. In color theory, I teach color theory at university. Both of these guys said that, you know, their color, it comes out clear, and then it goes through the whole spectrum of color. So if you believe that, then God must care about the visual. Now, if you believe that it was written by many people, then all those people must have cared. So it doesn't matter if it's Torah Misinai or just a group of guys getting together and writing it. I think, and I've said it publicly enough, that the church, the Pope, you know, during the Renaissance is when we weren't allowed in the guilds. Now, if you're not allowed in the guilds and you're not allowed to make things, you know, you just don't. And I lecture at the Met regularly, and I lecture all over very regularly. And you go into museums now, and just count the numbers. We are, as Nessa always says, the Jews are the margin of error in the Chinese census. Meaning, you know, the 15 or 12.
It's not my bum up.
Well, Nessa said. And then you go to the museums, and you go through the contemporary wing at the Met. Well, the modern, do you know what percentage of artists are Jewish? And do you know what percentage of architects are Jewish? So I have always believed that we are a very visual people. And for the last 3 years, I've been doing an artist Beit HaMidrash with Leon Morris, because I'm very committed. As Nessa said, there's so many Jewish artists, but most of them know nothing about Judaism. And I believe when you, knowledge is everything. And I feel very lucky that the person who I am, artistically, not because I'm Jewish, it's because I'm learned Jewishly, that when I think about blue, I can't help but think about Tchelet. And when I think about creating sacred space, which, you know, is the thing that most interests me at this time in my life, creating art for healing and meditation, and well, I can't think of things other than the Beit HaMikdash. And I can't help, when I started making my small sculptural pieces, my houses, and when I did for the Blaffer Trust in New Harmony, Indiana, I did my first 16-foot sculpture, and I couldn't help but thinking about what the Kruvim looked like. And I wish that for the community, not only for the artists, but for the people looking at art. So I believe that we are a deeply visual community, and I think we're losing a lot of people, because there are many people that are purely visual that do not feel the same going to read a text without discussing it visually. And there are many people in the world. I don't want to say more than a fourth, maybe one out of four, maybe one out of five, but that's a lot of people at the end. And that interests me a lot, you know, the creative Jewish community. And when you let them in, they add so much more to